If there's one thing everybody can agree on, the storm and its aftermath is bad.
The path of the storm was fairly narrow, but very destructive along that path.
I was amazed. I had no idea.
We went up to the mobile home where the children were killed. It's really bad.
We were scared. We were very scared because none of us has really been through this before.
Paul Coble is chairman of the Wake County Commission.
Today, people are starting to recover and pull things off and uncover things that have been covered up by the damage. But if you just ride across the path of the tornado, the devastation is really, really bad.
And that means the cleanup is going to cost a lot of money. State and federal officials are still trying to put a price tag on the damage and what it will cost to get schools, businesses, and homes rebuilt. But Coble says their early numbers show Wake County has suffered damage between $65 and $100 million. And he says some of the destruction is hidden, like at the main fire station in Holly Springs.
If you stand on the outside of the fire station, it looks like there's nothing really wrong with it. But you walk inside and you look up and the roof has come apart, and you can look up and you see that all the struts and structure has been torn up, all the wiring is torn up. It really does look like the tornado just stopped, reached out, picked the roof up, and then slammed it right back down on top of the building. It's incredible.
In Northeast Raleigh, officials say half the homes at the Stony Brook Mobile Home Park will likely be lost to the deadly storm. That's also where three small children died. A fourth child from that neighborhood remains in critical condition. Several businesses along South Saunders Street are also now confronted with the task of figuring out how to rebuild, and so is Shaw University. President Irma McLaurin says they're in the early stages of assessing their damage.
We just had our insurance adjuster on site yesterday. They will make their assessment. We will probably get an independent adjuster to also look at it so that we have a comparison. But we just have no way of knowing. We've never had anything of this magnitude affect this campus.
In the meantime, students are packing up their belongings to head home early. Shaw has canceled the last few weeks of the semester. Several large trees are down, a girl's dormitory is full of shattered glass, and the cafeteria and student center has what some students are calling a sunroof top. Hundreds of students have been taking their meals then in the school's gym, like Shaw Bears football player Lamar James.
We got cold cuts, chips, cookies. You know what I'm saying? Apples, fruit.
Milk, yogurt.
Milk, yogurt, all types of things. Usually we eat
all the things a big football player needs.
Yeah, we usually eat the calf around this time, but that's gone.
The sophomore from Cleveland, Ohio, says he wishes he had more time to turn in some last-minute assignments, but he's confident all will work out for the school.
Well, I'll be back in the summer because I play football, but I'm confident that Shaw will return, probably even better than it was before. Because, you know, Shaw, we always known for not having a lot but doing a lot with a little. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's a tragedy, but I think we'll overcome it and be a better place.
Earlier today, the Wake County Board of Commissioners voted to set aside $1 million to help with emergency response to the storm. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.